Welcome into episode 107 of the Godly and Men podcast. Today we are talking about something that we've kind of had this thrown around a little bit, this idea of what to do every day. We've talked about things that we think every man should be in, every godly man should be involved in, things that we think are really good ideas. We've talked about a lot of those, but these are things, we have 10 things listed as to what every man should be doing every single day, we think. You could say that's idealistic, you know, every single day, but these are things I think we can and should be striving for as godly young men to shoot for every single day.
A lot of these are small. We did an episode 20 or 30 ago about structuring your day, yep, and 7 tips for structuring your day that was a little bit more practical in the sense of, okay, at this time do this, at this time do this, and we went into a little bit more detail. This one, we've got some very specific things on here, but just as a general rule, like, these are not things that you need to have on your to-do list of like, okay, did I do that today? Okay, right. Check. Okay, did I do this? Check. Like, this is just to be a decent human being, to really get the most out of this life.
What makes a good life? That's really what it comes down to. Exactly as you said. What makes a good life? When you think about day after day after day, how you live your days is how you live your life, right? So day after day, you're going to be doing something. If you did these 10 things every single day, I guarantee you your life would be good. In my opinion,
which is saying a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So, like you said, no, it's not the check it off to-do list per se as much as it is. Some of these are going to be more on the conceptual end, potentially, you know, things like that. Some are going to be more grounded. And so, Will, go ahead and get us into the first, which is a no-brainer as to why we put this first.
Yeah, pray. Pray every single day. Yep. This is, as I've said before, my personal spiritual weakness, I guess you might say, because my life is so go, 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 go. This is kind of the thing that gets brushed to the side. But man, take 5 minutes, take 10 minutes in your car on the way to work, when you get up, when you go to bed, whatever works for you, because goodness knows it's different for everybody. Pray at least one time every single day. Talk to your Heavenly Father. Talk to the one who wants to talk to you. Talk to the one who, you know, gave you the amazing life that you have, the breath in your lungs, the wonderful job, the great family, whatever it is, pray. Talk to Him. I mean, this, yeah, kind of obvious, but we wanted to, I think the way Joe put this outline together was kind of like, ideally, in this order to some extent, like starting from when you wake up, this needs to be a pretty early thing on your mind, as we've said before. So, yeah, I mean, anything to add to that?
Yeah, one of the first things we want to do, it grounds us. It does a few things. First off, it helps us realize there's a lot bigger things out there. There's a God who loves us. There's a God who has His will. We're trying to align our will with His and to realize, whatever happens in the day, Father, help us to glorify You in that. So we're praying bigger prayers. Second thing is it gets us on our knees, or you know, even if you're praying as you're going about, with thankfulness. It brings thankfulness in. Every single day we wake up, His mercies are new every morning. It talks about Lamentations 3, right? Like, there are reasons to get up every single day that are provided by God. The breath that we're breathing, the sleep that we just had, the good things we have coming up today, the jobs that we have, even the things that maybe we're viewing as negative, that draws us back to a gratefulness to God in this moment. And the other thing that it does is it causes us to understand our reliance upon Him. Every single day, we are reliant upon our Almighty Father. We don't want to lose sight of that because, man, it's easy to go about life and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And we never stop to just give God glory, give Him honor, thank Him, but also recognize I'm utterly reliant upon Him. I cannot do this without Him. And so prayer is really what draws our mind to it. First thing in the morning. If we can do the Daniel thing first thing in the middle and the end of the day, that's fantastic. I'm with Will. This is a tough one for me. My life is go, go, go. I talk to people for a living. The idea of talking a lot more, that can be difficult from time to time. So this is something that I've been working on for a long time. Will, you're working on it. Make this a priority. Try to do this every single day. And if you can, try to do it first thing in the day.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to do number two because, Joe, I want you to do number three. And I think you have a something to go off on there. Yeah. So number two, make your bed. You might think, okay, is this y'all's list or your 4-year-old's chore chart every single day? No, I mean, obviously there's going to be the next one, especially going to be like, okay, come on. I think it was Jordan Peterson that popularized the idea of, you know, the people who want to save the world but can't even make their own bed.
Yeah, like, he's clean your room. It's William McCraven. Okay, Admiral okay. McCraven is the make your bed book.
There you go. Yep. There you go. Just the idea that, hey, you can go out and really try to accomplish a ton of stuff, but if your bed looks like a disaster, then then you are not controlling what you can control, so you're probably going to struggle at everything else. And so making your bed, it's the first thing where, you know, you're kind of making a conscious decision of, I'm going to take 60 seconds, make my bed, do something that when I come back, it's going to be really nice that I did. And it just kind of starts your day off on a productive note is the way I would
absolutely
put that.
Yeah. That's a perfect way to say it. Productivity, first thing. You've already accomplished something. You haven't been up for 15 minutes and you said a prayer and already made your bed. You're ready to go, man. Your room may look like a mess. That's one thing we don't have here. Clean your room. You know, like you said, the chore chart. On the other hand, try to keep your room relatively clean. But the bed, everybody goes, like the people that I've talked to, oh, well, no, I like it when it's kind of messy. You know, there's something about make the bed.
Yeah.
Nice and clean. It's a mental thing more than anything else. I accomplish something and I keep a tidy room. I keep it clean. It's real nice when you walk in. If you want to get back in your bed later and take a nap, that's great. Make it then too. Try to get in the habit of accomplishing these things, especially as you're building on the day. Number three, as Will said, this may be it may sound weird, brush your teeth. The point behind me adding brush your teeth to it is hygiene matters. There's this idea with godly young men, with young men in general, I should say. Hygiene and, you know, actually using deodorant and taking care of their teeth and taking showers and taking care of their hair and things like that. Sometimes that goes by the wayside. Sometimes that's something that, oh, you know, I'll get around to it eventually and you're brushing your teeth a few times a week. Like, no. Every single day you need to be brushing your teeth. Because, once again, it's a mindset. It shows a much smaller thing. Same thing with making your bed. Starts the day off right. You already accomplished something. This starts the day off with the concept of I matter. I matter. I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing something to better myself. Make my breath smell good in the morning, whatever it is, or at night. Like, you are doing something every single day that's causing you to feel like I matter. I'm going to take care of me and make myself look good. Especially going into a job interview. When you show up to work, you never want to be the guy that is got horrible breath or the guy that, you know, just kind of smells or whatever. Like, hygiene actually does matter. And brushing your teeth to me is emblematic of that. Of like, it's a small thing you can do for a minute. Doesn't take a ton of time, minute or two, but it does make a world difference, and specifically up here.
It's such a weird thing to say, but it's almost a exercising of self-discipline in a way, at least for yeah. me. Primarily at night, so I do morning and night. Man, you know how many days it's like, I'm exhausted. I just want to jump into bed, but I still have the 2 minutes that I have to brush my teeth. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's like, man, I really do not want to brush my teeth. Let me just get in bed. For years, I have made sure that I do not allow myself to take the out on that.
Yep.
And so it's kind of a weird self-discipline thing. Like, okay, self-discipline, really brushing your teeth. But it is.
It's absolutely true.
And in the morning, too, like, oh, I got to get out the door. I'm in a hurry. Get up 2 minutes earlier next time type of thing. Like, you have to make sure you make time for it. So I think it's a really great point. Number four that we have on here for things to do every day, read your Bible or something spiritual. We've already talked about prayer. We are a firm believer that you need to be in God's word every single day. Not necessarily the in-depth, you know, exegetical study every day. If you can, great. If you've got the time, a lot of you godly young men probably do have the time, go for it. Once you get to, you know, working, you know, 40 plus hours a week at a family, those types of studies every day will be tough unless you're in ministry. I'm not trying to discourage you. If you can, go for it, great. But you certainly can spend time in God's word every single day. You certainly can read your Bible every day, 3-4 chapters, 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever it is, on your break, you know, listen to it in your car, all those things. We would encourage you absolutely make time for this every day.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I put or something spiritual on the outline is, okay, maybe you didn't read your Bible, but you got on a specific website, and, you know, and you were reading 3-4 different spiritual articles. I'd still encourage you to read your Bible. I still think it's good to be, like, there's no replacement for getting in the Bible. On the other hand, I was thinking about my day today. I don't know, morning got rolling, but on the way into the gym this morning, I was listening to a podcast on Michael the Archangel. I'm about to teach on Michael the Archangel. So, still, spiritual stuff, thinking about it. It was in the Word yesterday, reading through some of this stuff. But then today, you know, listen to podcasts, you're getting something spiritual every single day. That's really the point, is we want to inundate ourselves with God's word, one way or the other. You're listening to your audio Bible, right, on Audible or whatever it is. You got your favorite podcast. You're reading some really good articles while you're in the bathroom or whatever it may be, and you got some time. Do spiritual things. Get into something spiritual, and by spiritual, biblical specifically. Yes, I would say read your Bible. Open up a physical copy of your Bible if possible. Will and I are big believers in that. Make sure you're doing something spiritual every single day. Number five, spend time with your family. This may be your wife and kids. This may be your parents. This may be your siblings, whatever it is. Spend time with your family. And I also have on here as a subpoint, talk to someone face-to-face and in person. Mm. It's actually really sad when you look at the statistics of how many people can live their entire lives without really talking to anybody. Like, it's maybe over FaceTime or Zoom or whatever.
Texting.
They're texting a bunch. Yeah, they're running into people at, like, Starbucks or whatever, but that's not really a face-to-face conversation, not spending time with that person. Maybe they go to lunch with a coworker, but they're both on their phones the entire time. Like, eye-to-eye contact, actually talk to somebody face-to-face, spend time with your family. It's one of the most important things you can do every day.
I think this one's really important just from the sense of you're always going to have somebody in your life that you have this opportunity for. And I would encourage you, if you're 16, 17, you're living at home right now, go talk to your parents. Yeah. You don't have to have a three-hour conversation, but man, when you get home from class or get home from the gym or whatever and your mom's in the kitchen, take 15, 20 minutes and talk to her. Yep. Again, if this is not usual for you, it's probably going to be a little bit awkward at first, but these are the things that you're going to wish you had done more of. Again, wife and kids, like, it's one of the things that I know I've said before. No matter how busy my day is, if I'm up, gone, out of the house by 5 o'clock and don't get home or got stuff I'm doing all the way until 9 o'clock at night, always try to make sure that I take time, 10-minute conversation with Rachel about her day. Stuff that's important to her face to face, like Joe said. Like, you can really start practicing this anytime. You know, you don't have to be married, obviously. Again, that's why I brought up your parents, your siblings as well. If you've got siblings that are relatively close in age, just spend time, talk to them, not digitally speaking as well. Like, right. I think the face to face point is so important.
Yeah, it's, I walked in the other day, this made me think. We were here actually shooting gym podcasts a little bit ago, and I walk in and Will is talking to his mom, Miss Melinda. And I've known Miss Melinda for a really long time. And I don't know why it hit me that it was like, I was just watching you guys go back and forth of the mother-son dynamic. And of course, she's your mom. But I just haven't really thought of it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You having this really good relationship with your mom and talking about life and things like that. And theoretically, I knew it, but just to see you guys kind of converse is really cool because it goes to show Will has a great relationship with his mom. I talked to my mom on the phone a couple times today. Like, whether you're working through some stuff, we had some stuff to talk about, but, or you're just calling to catch up on the day, take some time, after we've been married for a little while, right? We still have these relationships with our parents. It matters. It starts by day, you know, especially when you can, before you're in a relationship, day after day, spend time with your family, talk with them. Go ahead and get us into number six.
Yeah. I'm actually gonna let you do number six.
Yeah, that's true. Because number seven will be better for you, but yeah. Number six, I have go outside and just breathe. Once again, all of these may sound a little bit bizarre, but nature matters. Get outside, yourself a little bit. Sunlight matters. Feeling that fresh breeze, you go, man, it's freezing here. It's snow on the ground. Still go outside. Take a couple deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth, right? You just want to breathe in fresh air every single day and get used to it because we can spend so much time online, so much time cooped up in a room studying. If you're homeschooling, sometimes that's the case. Or even public school, you're in a school all day and you come home, you're doing homework and you barely go outside at all. And when you are outside, you're rushing to the car or to the bus or to whatever it may be. Take some time, go outside. Just relax yourself. I got to do better at this because I'm not always great at it, but sometimes recently I've been going outside at night a lot and just looking at the stars. There's nothing like it. There's just nothing like being out in nature, appreciating the beauty of God's creation, whether that be the first thing in the morning, nighttime. I get some beautiful photos off the back of my deck of being there, being up and watching the sunrise in the morning. It's just great. You go outside, you breathe a little bit. I drink my cup of coffee, and it lets you know God's here. You know, I'm seeing his handiwork. But man, it's a good feeling as a guy to be out in nature. So go outside, breathe a little bit.
It's really good. Number seven. Things to do every day. Sweat. Every single day. I recently started it, and I got sick, so it got derailed, but I'm right back on it of trying to exercise for at least 30 minutes every single day.
It's crazy. Good for you.
It's really important, specifically for us as godly young men, gym podcast. Like, we're big believers, obviously, in working out, exercising, going for a run, jump roping, whatever it is. Man, if you can make time for this every day, like, we think it's important enough to where Joe put it on here. And I don't know if you were specifically talking about just exercise. I'm sure, like, again, if you're somebody who works maybe a more blue-collar, manual labor type job, that would certainly apply because you're actually, you know, exerting yourself, you're working. I mean, that, goodness knows, that is the one of the biggest leading causes in aging well is somebody who was very active, somebody who sweated a lot, somebody who moved a lot versus the people who kind of sit around. Like, I'm thinking mainly like older people who sit on, you know, Facebook and just kind of sit and scroll all day. you don't age quite as well versus people who are active, people who are getting up, you know, exercising again constantly every single day and working out. What else? What other thoughts do you have on this, Joe? I'm obviously a big believer in this.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're on the 15th floor at your job. Take the stairs. You'll sweat. You're going, wow, man, out of my job. Like, put a coat on, man. It's okay. So they don't see the sweat. Like, it's good to sweat, whether that be just taking the stairs, if that's getting to the gym. Obviously, we're big believers in getting to the gym. Going outside and just running some laps with your kids, and you happen to sweat, and maybe you're playing tag or capture the flag or hide and seek or whatever, and you're running around and you're sweating. They're like, get out and about, do some push-ups on the floor, do some crunches, do some things that are going to get the blood flowing a little bit, get the sweat flowing. Yes, it's good for you physically. It's also a mindset thing. You work hard. You take care of yourself every day. Another one I got to get better at, because it's easy to just sit there all day, especially as, you know, in my line of work, I'm sitting a lot. It's easy to get into that idea of, if I'm not sitting, I'm not working. I got to get up and work on sweating. That's something that I've been, you know, thinking about a lot more. But number eight, do something productive. Well, I'm going to let you get into this because, you know, this is something that you've talked a lot about before in terms of just being productive.
I think it's good for your mental health. Even so, I mean, there are not a lot of days that I have just completely off anymore. Sundays, I'm obviously not working at Chick-fil-A on Sundays, but sometimes, you know, we've got a podcast to record, or if I'm teaching class, like, there's still things that need to be done. But let's say hypothetically that you have just a complete day to yourself, day off, you have no responsibilities. I still think it's a good practice to still do something productive, whether it be cleaning your room, or, you know, organizing something on your laptop, or just something productive, you know, cleaning the kitchen, doing the dishes, doing laundry, whatever it is. There's something positive about that in your brain versus you sitting in front of the TV for 6 hours, or, you know, again, exercise is even productive. And so I guess my point is, like, try to, if on the rare occasion that you've just got no class or no homework, nowhere to be, you've got a day to yourself where you can do anything you want, try to carve out at least an hour, 30 minutes to an hour, to do something productive. It's very good for us as guys, gives a sense of purpose, helps with our mental health, testosterone, all these things, yep, to do productive things. It's too many days where you don't have anything, where you look back on the day and you're like, man, I didn't really do anything productive. Too many of those days is probably not very good for you, I would say.
I find deep cleaning, I love deep cleaning. We just had this, as a matter of fact, yesterday.
Deep cleaning.
I really do.
I don't know that I can echo that.
I love deep cleaning because it's one of those when I get in a zone and can, and like.
That's funny.
One of the reasons, and I think you and I were talking about this recently, I think, blue collar work, there's an immediacy to seeing the progress, results. Yeah, to the results. That's my blue collar, basically, I'd love to go out and do something. You know, I'd love to go out and do blue collar work. Unfortunately, I like my job, but it's white collar, right? I'm talking to people as a therapist. So when I get to start on a project in the home and start to finish, complete it, or if I'm doing something outside, we're working on a shed right now, like, if I can do those things, it feels really good because I'm seeing the immediacy of it. So yesterday, I didn't have clients until later in the day. Took the entire morning and did a complete overhaul, moved some bookshelves, moved a bookshelf out of the room and moved it in the garage and did a ton of cleaning. Moved piano over. I mean, we moved everything. And so I walk in, it's like,
I bet you felt great.
I felt like $1 million and I hadn't even done any clients to that. That's to this point. Yeah. Do something productive. Find something to fill your time. My wife and kids were at ladies' Bible class. They were doing their own thing. So I had all this time to myself. What am I going to do? Well, I'm not going to sit there and watch something. I got so many other things I could be doing. And that's what you get into, is like, wow, I spent the time cleaning. I could have done it. Boom, 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 boom. Have things on the to-do list that can keep you going, because I'll tell you, if you don't, porn, things like that can kind of come in. You got to be careful on those things. Next one is read something. Number nine, read something not on a screen. Read something not on a screen. Pretty self-explanatory when you think about it. How much time do we spend on our phones? How much time do we spend on our computers, on the tablets, watching TV? I mean, screen time, I think the average for a teenager is, 9 hours a day, something like that, in America?
A lot, yeah.
It's a ton. So reading is important, but neither of us are fans of Kindle. I don't think you're a fan of Kindle,
not
right?
Really.
My brother and, you know, there are others that...
It's more accessible, I suppose.
Exactly. But... cheaper, more accessible. You can have more books. Sure, there's something about... talk about the Bible, same thing with the book. There's something about a physical copy. You want to get off the screen and go, well, it's basically the same. You know, they got the paperback screen. It's not the same. It's holding a book, smelling the pages. There's something about it. Just get into a book.
It's good for your brain. And to be honest, this is one of those things where if you want to count your Bible as this, great. Like, sure. I just think there is value in turning off the screen 10 minutes, really. Like 10, 15, hopefully more than 10 minutes, but minimum. Take 10 minutes, read a couple pages, make your brain work a little bit harder than if you're just kind of scrolling. I guess not TikTok anymore since it got banned. scrolling YouTube, watching YouTube, whatever. Like, I think this is really important. You guys know that we're big believers in reading. But even if you're not going to be the guy that sits down and reads 3-4 chapters of your book, man, take 10 minutes and just turn off your screen. Again, maybe it's your Bible, whatever it is. Just read. Not on a laptop, not digitally. It's just, I think it's really good for your brain. I think studies have shown that it's really good for your brain. And so, yeah, this was one that I think I added, but I think it's really, really important. Joe, why don't you get us in number 10?
Yeah, number 10. Do one thing you enjoy every single day. Do one thing you enjoy. This is...
It's not all work.
Right, exactly. This is the self-care portion, if you want to call it that. Sometimes the one thing you enjoy is just going for a nice drive. That's one thing. When you're depressed, there's going to be things that you look at and go, man, nothing is enjoyable. Continue to do these things. The things that you know you used to enjoy, continue to work through those because you will eventually catch back up and you want your future self, you want to set yourself up better for the future. And so, you know, work on those things today. But as long as you're not depressed, I'm assuming, find one thing you enjoy every single day. It used to be one time, you know, at one point getting McDonald's Coke.
I was curious what it was for you.
Yeah, getting McDonald's Coke and just going for a drive and listening to music was like... it, man. I didn't need any food. It was just sipping on something. Now maybe Dutch Bros or something like that. But I'm trying to get away from the food stuff and all the unhealthy stuff. But sometimes that's reading a book. Sometimes that's going for a walk. Sometimes that's just spending time with my wife, watching a TV show at night. Sometimes that's going and spending time with my kids where we've really wanted to do XYZ or go see something, go to the zoo. Some of these are bigger. Some of these are a lot smaller. Some of it is just I really wanted to get to this particular project. I wanted to clean out my nightstand. Go clean out the nightstand. That's one thing I really wanted to do, something that I enjoy, whatever it is that's going to set me up. Go do that. Make sure you're doing something every day that's just for you because in theory, it can look selfish. In theory, like, well, why aren't you just doing it for somebody else? Even Jesus went on a boat, got away from people, went and prayed to God on his own, got away from the crowds, went into the boat, fell asleep, things like that. You need time for self-care. You need something that's going to pick you up and something that you enjoy. When your batteries are fully charged, you'll have all the batteries in the world to go help other people. But if you're depleting by giving to everybody else and you never replenish yourself, you're going to run out and you're going
to
burn out.
This is reminiscent to me of our productivity versus wasting time episode where we kind of got into the where's the line between always wanting to be productive and never taking a minute for yourself versus taking too much time for yourself. I'm really glad you included this one on there. I think we can be accused of being too idealistic of like, so I got to do this, and then I can be good for the day. And we understand that, like, but I think that's honestly, I think that's the price you pay for being a productive, successful individual in today's world. You don't just get to do whatever you want to do for 6 hours a day. That's just not the way it works. Again, if you want to be productive and successful in life, but including this on here, again, I think is so important because no matter how busy you are, you generally are going to have time for one thing every day that just brings you enjoyment. And honestly, God has blessed you with that. Assuming it's not, no vice, like not alcohol or drugs or something like that, or vaping.
Right.
But something that's innocent, something that's harmless, something that, again, you can just look forward to. For me, I think of, I do enjoy sitting down with a book. That's a big one for me. I really enjoy sitting down and watching a show with my wife at night if we ever have time, watching football. I guess by the time this comes out, Super Bowl will be done, so football season will be over. Yeah. Watching sports, even just driving home, listening to a sports podcast, a commentator that I really enjoy. I got a 15-minute drive home. That's kind of something that I look forward to every day that I get to do. Now, once my work day at Chick-fil-A is over, that I get to enjoy. Stuff like that, getting an iced coffee. You know, there's all kind of things I could keep mentioning. And it's critical. I would say that it's key to not overdo it, to just constantly be living for the next dopamine hit. And we've talked about that before. But I do think it's a very valuable thing. Again, I'm glad you put it on here to have something that you're going to look forward to it, something that you enjoy. What maybe working out like that's I know I sometimes dread it. Sometimes I really enjoy it, and so I think that could also fall into this category.
You got to know yourself. You got to know what you like, what you dislike. That's actually harder to do than you'd think it is. Believe it or not, some people just, I don't know what I like. Other than I'll go to movies with buddies, whatever it is. Find the smaller things in life that you enjoy because when you get married. Guess what you don't have time for? The traveling around the world or even going to movies with your buddy. Like, I don't remember the last time that you and I went to a movie together. It's been a long time. Well, you're about to have 3 kids. We're about to have 7 kids between us. That doesn't happen a ton. But the things that do happen is, my wife and I sat down and watched a show the other night, which was really nice. We don't get to do that very often. And so sat down and watched the show, and she made some cookies, and no, that's not super healthy, but it was really, really enjoyable. That's a nice night right there. It was a nice night, man, and we'd actually eaten healthy for the rest of the day, and so it felt good. So you sit down, like, man, find things that you enjoy. Sometimes it's going to be on your own. Sometimes it's going to be with other people. But do something, do one thing every day that you enjoy. So our list, I'll read through these real fast. Pray, make your bed, brush your teeth, read the Bible or something spiritual, spend time with your family, go outside and just breathe, sweat, do something productive, read something not on a screen, and do one thing you enjoy every single day. To me, that's the good life. It tells me that you're balanced spiritually, you're balanced relationally, you're balanced in, you know, physically as well with the sweat, things like that. You're connecting with God, you're connecting with nature. I really think if you can implement these things every single day, life, by and large, will be really good.
Yeah, I agree. I really, when we first put this episode down, we were like, man, didn't we do something similar? Like, wasn't this, I'm glad we took it the way that we did, which is just kind of little thing. A lot of these are little. I mean, making your bed takes 60 seconds. Brushing your teeth takes 2 minutes. You know, some of these other things, you know, reading for 10 minutes. Like, we're not asking you to, again, have this monster to-do list every day where you can't do anything else other than these 10 things on your list. The point is, as Joe said, like, your life will be meaningful and will have purpose and will feel productive if you kind of do these 10 things. And hey, if we miss one, if there's one you're like, man, I can't believe they didn't have this one on their list, put it in the comments. We would love to know. Put it in the Discord chat, episode chat channel. That's all I've got, Joe, unless you've got anything else.
I was just going to say, these are representative of bigger things. That's really what it comes down to. All these things, they are small. They do take 60 seconds, whatever it is. They're just representative of a good life where you're paying attention to what you're supposed to. You're telling yourself no to certain things. You're telling yourself yes to brushing your teeth. You know, just like you said, having give yourself 60 seconds to go do it, making your bed, getting control in the first part of the day. Those are the things that, they take 60 seconds. You build on those things. Man, who knows what life you can have, but you'll have the discipline to do it. And so, we'll wrap up there. But I love that idea. What are more? What else would you do? What do you do every single day? If there's something that we missed, man, every single day I got to do this. I got to eat my Wheaties, whatever it is. Great. Put it down. Let us know. Comment on, of course, on the Discord if you join the Discord. Comment on YouTube, whatever it is, and we'd love to read that and get back to it. So thanks for listening. Anything else?
And that's it.
All right. This has been episode 107 of the Godly Young Men podcast. Talk to you next week.